Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Orientation Module, Unit 4. Comprehension Tape 1.
This unit is set in the People's Republic of China, or PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand a variety of polite questions and answers about the location of places and people, and about where you and other people are from. The Andersons are at a reception welcoming newly arrived diplomatic personnel to the PRC. Mr. Anderson has just been introduced to Comrade Liu, who politely asks him where he's from. Listen to the exchange. May I ask, where are you from?
请问你是哪儿的人? 请问你是哪儿的人?
I'm from Texas.
我是德州人。我是德州人。
Here's the expression meaning, may I ask?
请问,请问,请问.
The expression, 请问, may I ask, is used to open a conversation asking for information. The phrase, may I ask, sounds rather formal in English. We'd be more likely to use the phrase, excuse me. But remember that 请问 is used to bring up a question. It's not the word to use for saying excuse me after stepping on someone's foot. Here's the Chinese phonetic equivalent for Texas.
德克萨斯。德克萨斯。德克萨斯。
The abbreviated version goes like this.
德州。德州。德州。
Now listen to the original exchange live. Listen for 请问, may I ask, and 德州, Texas.
请问你是哪儿的人?
我是德州人。Again.
请问你是哪儿的人?
我是德州人。Check
your comprehension.
请问你是哪儿的人?
May I ask, where are you from?
我是德州人。I'm
from Texas. Listen as the conversation continues. May I ask, where is Mrs. Anderson from?
请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人? 请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人?
She's from Texas too.
她也是德州人。她也是德州人。Listen
to the Chinese phonetic equivalent for Anderson.
安德森。安德森。 Anderson.
In the PRC, foreign names have standard phonetic equivalents. The equivalent for Mr. David Anderson is Dai Wei Anderson Xiansheng. Here's the word used for Mrs. in the exchange. Listen.
夫人。夫人。夫人.
Notice the tone sequence, high tone, neutral tone. The word 夫人 is sometimes translated as madam, as in Madam Sun Yat-sen. It's the normal term of address for a married foreign woman in the PRC. The word for two in the exchange is ye. Listen.
Ye. Ye. Ye.
Notice that the word ye comes right before the verb, just as also would if we translated the sentence, she also is from Texas. Here's the exchange live.
请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人?
她也是德州人。Again.
请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人?
她也是德州人。Check
your comprehension.
请问安德森夫人是哪儿的人?
May I ask, where is Mrs. Anderson from?
她也是德州人。
She's from Texas, too. Comrade Liu, who is interested in England, has heard that one of the foreigners at the reception is English. Indicating a man across the room, she raises a new topic for discussion. Listen to the exchange. Is he English?
他是英国人吗? 他是英国人吗?
No, he's not English.
不是。 他不是英国人。 不是，他不是英国人。
And his wife?
他爱人呢？他爱人呢？
She isn't English either.
他也不是英国人。他也不是英国人。
In the People's Republic, the same word, 爱人, is used for both husband and wife. Here's the word for husband or wife, that is, for spouse.
爱人, 爱人, 爱人.
Notice that the phrase, his wife, is formed simply by putting the words for he and wife together. Listen.
他爱人。他爱人，他爱人。
There's nothing in this phrase that corresponds to the English possessive marker apostrophe s. Chinese does have a possessive marker, de, which you've seen in phrases like 刘敏珍的爱人, 刘敏珍's husband. This marker is usually not used, however, if the phrase is short and the relationship in question is felt to be very close. In the affirmative, we translate it, yeah, as also or to. In the negative, we translate it as either. The word yeah itself has only one meaning, also. But in English, it often sounds better to use to for the affirmative and either for the negative. Here's the exchange again, live. Listen.
他是英国人吗？
不是。他不是英国人。
他爱人呢？
他也不是英国人。
Again.
他是英国人吗？
不是，他不是英国人。
他爱人呢？
他也不是英国人。
Check your comprehension.
他是英国人吗？
Is he English?
不是，他不是英国人。
No, he's not English.
他爱人呢？
And his wife?
她也不是英国人。
She isn't English either. In another part of the room, Mr. Martin, a Canadian representative, is talking to Comrade Zhao. Listen to their exchange live.
赵同志，你是哪儿的人？
我是青岛人。
Again.
赵同志你是哪儿的人？
我是青岛人。
Qingdao, a coastal city, is one of China's major seaports and resorts. Suppose Mr. Martin didn't know where Qingdao was. Here's how he would find out. May I ask, where is Qingdao?
请问青岛在哪儿？请问青岛在哪儿？
Qingdao's in Shandong.
青岛在山东。青岛在山东。
Here's the word for to be in the sense of to be somewhere.
在。在。在。
Listen for 在 in the exchange, live.
请问青岛在哪儿？
青岛在山东。
Again.
请问青岛在哪儿？
青岛在山东。
Check your comprehension.
请问青岛在哪儿？
May I ask, where is 青岛？
青岛在山东。
Qingdao is in Shandong. English uses the same verb, to be, both for talking about identity, as in the question, who is she, and for talking about location.As in the question, where is she? Chinese uses two different verbs, 是 for identity and 在 for location. Compare these two questions. Who is she?
她是谁？她是谁？
Where is she?
她在哪儿？她在哪儿？
In English, we usually use prepositions such as in, at, and on,along with the verb to be in its location sense. For example, we say, he lives in New York, he lives on 42nd Street, or he lives at number 37. In Chinese, only 在 is needed. We can say that 在 by itself means to be in, at, or on. Now Comrade Zhao asks Mr. Martin where his family is from, or more literally, where his original home is. Listen. May I ask, where's your family from?
请问你老家在哪儿？请问你老家在哪儿？
My family's from Ontario.
我老家在安大略。我老家在安大略。
Here's the word for original home.
老家，老家，老家。
Notice that 老家, original home, like 爱人, spouse, is considered closely related to its possessor and forms the possessive without the marker de. Here's the Chinese phonetic equivalent for Ontario.
安大略，安大略，安大略。
Notice the u sound in the last syllable. Listen again.
安大略，安大略，安大略。
Listen to the exchange again, live.
请问你老家在哪儿？
我老家在安大略。
Again.
请问你老家在哪儿？
我老家在安大略。
Check your comprehension.
请问你老家在哪儿？
May I ask, where's your family from?
我老家在安大略。
My family's from Ontario. When a Chinese asks you about your 老家, he probably wants to know about your hometown, the place where you grew up. When you ask a Chinese about his 老家, however,he will tell you where his family came from originally. A Chinese whose grandparents came from Guangdong will give that as his 老家, even if he and his parents have spent all of their lives in Sichuan. The question, 你老家在哪儿? Asks where your family's from and is answered with the name of a province or state. For instance, 我老家在山东. My original home is in 山东. The question,你老家是哪儿? Asks what your original hometown is, and is answered with the name of a city or town, as in, 我老家是青岛. My original hometown is 青岛. How would you say someone's original home isn't in some particular place? Predictably, the negative of 在 is 不在. Notice the rising tone on 不, 不在.Listen as Comrade Zhao asks Mr. Martin about another Canadian couple at the reception. Here's the exchange live.
他老家也在安大略吗？
他老家不在安大略。
他爱人呢？
他老家也不在安大略。
Again.
他老家也在安大略吗？
他老家不在安大略。
他爱人呢？
他老家也不在安大略。
Check your comprehension.
他老家也在安大略吗？
Is his family from Ontario too?
他老家不在安大略。
His family isn't from Ontario.
他爱人呢？
How about his wife's family?
他老家也不在安大略。
Her family isn't from Ontario either. A little later at the reception, Mr. Martin asks to have Comrade Chan Shimin pointed out to him. For the answer, you'll need the word for there. Listen.
那儿，那儿，那儿。
Notice that the word for there...Nar is just like the word for where, nar, except that it has the falling tone instead of the low tone. Listen to the exchange. Where's Comrade Chen Shimin?
Chen Shimin 同志在哪儿? Chen Shimin 同志在哪儿?
He's there.
他在那儿，他在那儿。
Listen to the name 陈世民。
陈世民，陈世民，陈世民。
Here's the exchange again, live.
陈世民同志在哪儿？
他在那儿。
Again.
陈世民同志在哪儿？
他在那儿。
Here's the word for here.
这儿，这儿，这儿。
Notice that both here and there have the falling tone. 这儿，那儿。Now let's suppose that earlier, when Comrade Zhao said she was from Qingdao, Mr. Martin had asked to have Qingdao pointed out to him on a map of China on the wall. Here's the exchange. Where is Qingdao?
青岛在哪儿？青岛在哪儿？
It's here.
在这儿，在这儿。
Literally, of course, 在这儿 is simply, is here. Listen to the exchange live.
青岛在哪儿？
在这儿。
Again.
青岛在哪儿？
在这儿。
Check your comprehension.
青岛在哪儿？
Where is 青岛？
在这儿。
It's here. Now listen as Mr. Martin asks the map locations of some other places, live.
请问上海在这儿吗？
上海不在那儿，上海在这儿。
香港在哪儿？
在这儿。
Again.
请问上海在这儿吗？
上海不在那儿，上海在这儿。
香港在哪儿？
在这儿。
Check your comprehension.
请问上海在这儿吗？
May I ask, is Shanghai here?
Shanghai 不在那儿，上海在这儿。
Shanghai isn't there. Shanghai's here.
香港在哪儿？
Where's Hong Kong?
在这儿。
It's here. The following exercise will give you a chance to nail down the words for where, there, and here.At the reception, a meal is about to be served, and place cards have been put on the tables showing where everyone is to sit. Here is what it sounds like as people mill around, finding out where they and other people are sitting. Try translating.
你在哪儿？
Where are you?
我在这儿吗？
Am I here?
你在这儿。
You're here.
他不在那儿。
He's not there.
我在哪儿？
Where am I?
他在那儿吗？
Is she there?
我不在这儿。
I'm not here.So far, we've been talking about where places are, that is, about fixed locations, and about where people are who are within sight. When you talk about the locations of movable things, such as people, that are not in sight, you usually ask where they are now. Here's the word for now.
现在，现在，现在。
Let's go back to the reception. Mr. Martin has told Comrade Zhao that his wife is not in China yet,but will be coming soon. Here's the Chinese for Canada.
加拿大，加拿大，加拿大。
Now listen for 现在 now, and 加拿大 Canada, in the exchange. Where is your wife now?
你爱人现在在哪儿？你爱人现在在哪儿？
My wife is in Canada now.
我爱人现在在加拿大。我爱人现在在加拿大。
Don't be confused by the sequence 在, 在. The first 在 belongs to the word 现在, now, and the second 在 is the verb to be somewhere. Listen as the exchange is repeated, live.
你爱人现在在哪儿？
我爱人现在在加拿大。
Again.
你爱人现在在哪儿？
我爱人现在在加拿大。
Check your comprehension.
你爱人现在在哪儿？
Where is your wife now?
我爱人现在在加拿大。
My wife is in Canada now. At the reception, Mr. Martin told Comrade Zhao that his wife would be coming to Peking in a week or two. A week later, Comrade Zhao meets Mr. Martin again. Listen to them live.
你爱人现在在这儿吗？
他现在在这儿。
Again.
你爱人现在在这儿吗？
他现在在这儿。
Check your comprehension.
你爱人现在在这儿吗？
Is your wife here now?
她现在在这儿。
She's here now. In this exchange, the word 这儿, here, is used to refer to Peking. For large places, such as provinces or countries, Chinese usually uses the place name rather than the words for here and there. Here's an example with the place name. Listen.
请问你爱人现在在中国吗？
他在中国。
Again.
请问你爱人现在在中国吗？
他在中国。
Let's review what we've covered on this tape. In the following live dialogue, Comrade Huang and Mr. Anderson are standing in front of a map of China. Comrade Huang has heard that Mrs. Anderson will be joining her husband in China, but doesn't know that she's already arrived. Listen.
请问安德森先生，你老家在哪儿？
我老家在德州。
你爱人呢？
他老家也在德州。请问你老家在哪儿？
我老家在青岛。
青岛在这儿吗？
青岛不在那儿，在这儿。请问安德森夫人现在在哪儿？在香港吗？
她现在不在香港，在北京。
Again.
请问安德森先生，你老家在哪儿？
我老家在德州。
你爱人呢？
他老家也在德州。请问你老家在哪儿？
我老家在青岛。
青岛在这儿吗？
青岛不在那儿，在这儿。请问安德森夫人现在在哪儿？在香港吗？
她现在不在香港，在北京。
See if you understood what was said.
请问安德森先生，你老家在哪儿？
May I ask, Mr. Anderson, where is your family from?
我老家在德州。
My family is from Texas.
你爱人呢？
And your wife?
她老家也在德州。
Her family is from Texas, too.
请问你老家在哪儿？
May I ask, where is your family from?
我老家在青岛。
My family is from 青岛。
青岛在这儿吗？
Is 青岛 here?
青岛不在那儿，在这儿。
Qingdao isn't there, it's here.
请问安德森夫人现在在哪儿？在香港吗？
May I ask, where is Mrs. Anderson now? In Hong Kong?
她现在不在香港，在北京。
She isn't in Hong Kong now, she's in Peking.As a final review, try translating these random sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number 1.
请问你老家在哪儿？
May I ask, where is your family from? Number two.
安德森先生，你是哪儿的人？
Where are you from, Mr. Anderson?
我是德州人。
I'm from Texas.
安德森夫人呢？
And Mrs. Anderson?
她也是德州人。
She's from Texas too. Number three.
她现在在加拿大。
She's in Canada now. Number four.
我老家在安大略。
My family's from Ontario. Number five.
他是英国人吗？
Is he English?
不是，他不是英国人。
No, he's not English.
他爱人呢？
And his wife?
他也不是英国人。
She isn't English either. Number six.
你爱人现在在哪儿？
Where is your husband now? If you're satisfied with your understanding of these sentences, go on to the P1 tape. If you're still having difficulties, listen to this tape again or check your reference notes.
This is the end of the tape. End of Orientation Module Unit 4, Comprehension Tape 1.